Everybody, welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, with season three, I do invite you to have a look at the two previous seasons. There might be some subjects there, some topics that may resonate with your reality right now. So go ahead and have a look and see if there's anything there that calls out for you. And today I have a great guest. I have Jennifer Wrigley here with me. I'm really excited to have her on because she has the work that she does well resonates with me personally, I think, but with also with the families that I work with. And I will let her explain what it is that she does and will elaborate. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining me today.
Thank you, Danielle. Do you want me to just tell a little bit about my
Sure, yeah.
background?
Tell us about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I know, as you mentioned, it's your third season. So congratulations on that. And I
Thank
know
you.
I've been listening to some of the past episodes and I know they're fantastic. And I'm excited to be here today. So what I primarily talk about, or kind of my passion in life is inspiring women, primarily women in midlife, or those, once you've reached your 40s, maybe your 50s, and you're kind of looking around going either, what's next for me? Or your children are starting to grow up and you're starting to, you have to spend less time with them. And maybe there's a little bit more time for yourself, but you're not sure what to do with that time. And very specifically, based on my personal history, I've had several traumatic events happen to me in my life, starting from when I was 10 years old, when my father passed away unexpectedly. I'm specifically speaking and reaching out to women who have had grief, trauma, and challenges in their life. And I have created a process called the Flourish Journey, which helps women go from kind of being in despair or facing challenges or facing that pivot in life, like I first talked about, where maybe your children are leaving, and how to turn that into something better in your life and start to reclaim and rediscover your joy.
Yeah, and that's what I really your work resonated with me because what happens earlier on in our life really does have an impact on the later years. And if we're not taking care of that, we do get kind of caught up in it later on in the years as well. But you mentioned that kind of started with a defining moment in your childhood, but was there a defining moment in your life where you said, okay, this is the work that I want to do in helping women kind of find their purpose in their later years, if
Yes.
I could say?
Yeah. And so I the way I have to talk about it for myself is two defining moments. So a key defining moment in my life, which is when I started to turn my life around. So it's a personal defining moment for me is I lost my mother a few years ago. And at that time, I was truly grief stricken. I was on the kitchen floor, just grieving for that loss. But what happened was, while I was grieving for her, a lot of trauma and things that had happened in my past started resurrecting in that specific moment. So while I was already grief stricken, there was a moment where I was overcome with thoughts about how am I going to get up off the floor? I'm not going to be able to get up off the floor. And what happened was I had a knowing, or I heard a voice. These things come to us in different ways. For me, it was through a voice that, and I heard a voice saying, yes, life is difficult, but you will get up off the floor. You will be here for your family, and you will have joy in your life again someday. And that was my defining moment in terms of I had just been living this life of, is this all life is? And I was feeling down and I had depression and just in a really tough spot. And it was that voice at that specific point in time where it got me up off the ground. And I was like, okay, I need to take control of this and I need to turn my life around. That was my defining moment when I started on my own personal journey of discovering joy again in my life, or really learning to live again with intention and with hope and with possibility. But then you specifically asked me, when did I decide to do this to support other women? And that came a little bit later. I had to go through that whole healing process myself. where I got to a good place in my life. And it is a journey and it does take time. But when I got to that point, I started to see in other women's eyes, in my conversations, in Facebook groups, how many women were feeling despair, were feeling down, were really terrified that their children, they, you know, the whole empty nest, they were terrified about what life was going to mean for them after that. That's when I was like, okay, I've been through this process. I know what you can do to get out of this. And that was my defining moment for starting. My brand is Flourishing Over 50. And that's when I started to say, I need to help other women.
Yes. And that's so important because I think there is something that happens specifically to women. I know men go through their things as well, but as a woman, I can speak for a woman, is that moment where you do, because we devote so much of our time to our children, our families, even if we don't have children, our families, we're also part of that sandwich generation where we're taking care of kids, but we're also taking care of aging parents. And when they do go, it leaves a big void, or you can even have burnout from being a caregiver. So in rediscovering yourself and finding that joy after 50, is there, from your experience, is there something that we're doing as in our younger years or habits that we're picking up that can lead us to feel like we've lost ourselves, living a life for everybody, but not taking that time for us? Is there something that you see, a pattern that you see where we may not be, even be aware that that leads us to kind of feeling empty later on?
Yeah, so it could be a pattern. It could be a habit. I think it shows up differently, maybe in every woman in a different way. And I wouldn't want to say like, well, you caused this yourself, because I feel like what happens is when we have children, or if we don't have children, we might have family members that we take on responsibility for. We are so great in that we give it our all. Right? They become our priority. They become everything that we're living for. We put everything into it. And part of that is, I know for me, you never want to see a loved one feel bad or feel hurt or, you know, go through hard times. So we step in and we try to fix it, or we try to keep peace. If there's not peace in the house, we try to take the lead on making everything feel good, feel peaceful, feel perfect. We feel responsible for other people's joy and happiness. And it's something that we just take on. And so, you know, if I could go back and talk to myself, maybe in the earlier years, I would focus on things like, you don't have to be fully responsible. You can help, but you don't have to be the only one, you know, share the burden. But also, what are some things that you can do for yourself? Because I know that, you know, women like this, I know women like this, they reach middle age and they don't even know who they are because they don't have habits of their own. And, you know, their habits are making dinner, taking care of the house, taking care of a loved one. You mentioned the sandwich generation. We're taking care of our parents. So we've lost a lot of who we were along the way.
Yeah. And that, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, is because, and it could even be for the community. Sometimes it's not even just our children or family, but just in the community overall, we give ourselves a little too much sometimes, but are there anything or any recommendations that you would have where we can build in into our daily routines, little things that is for us, so that we don't feel depleted or we don't feel like there's what I'm saying is, I think you know what I mean. I'm searching for my words right now, but there something for the younger ladies? What can we build into our routine so that we don't get there when we're older?
Yeah. And so I want to say things like, and these are all good things, eating healthy and exercise, I think, is pretty important. But what I really want to say is, every single day, you need a little time for yourself. And for someone who has young kids, you might have to go into the bathroom and shut the door and have some quiet time. But we often are running all day, every day, and have literally no time for ourselves. So if you can make time every day for yourself, and I know some women or some people will say, this is impossible, I don't have that time, but I'm going to encourage you to set a timer every day. And if you need to start with 1 minute, start with 1 minute. But I want to encourage you to build that up. And what that means sometimes is setting some boundaries. So you may need to say, okay, I'm closing my door for 20 minutes. You know, don't come in unless the house is burning down, or set some boundaries. And so many of us are hesitant to set boundaries. We feel it comes across as assertive, or we don't care about you. And it's not at all the case. It's just giving yourself a little bit of time, really, to do whatever you might want to do.
Yeah. And that goes a long way, because I remember when I started the thing, I was in my early 40s at the time, the same. And I was just saying, I started with 5 minutes a week to myself.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, and I'm thinking, how did I get to a point where I can't even find not a day, but a week? It's like, okay, I'll start with a week and then I'll try to incorporate it every day. But yeah, it can go, everybody is different, but just to have these conversations for women to feel normal, to say, okay, I'm not the only one going through this, and how did I get there? So if we could talk about it more, is to prevent that. That kind of leads me to my next question, is if you have any advice, because you do have a 7-step process, and we could talk about it a little bit later, but do you have any advice for women who now have, let's say their children are grown, they've moved, or they're owned, sadly their parents have moved on as well, and they're left not having to, with no longer having the responsibilities that they put so much emphasis on. And now they're left with, okay, now what? Do you have any advice for those ladies on how to take that now what to be able to reclaim their joy?
Yes. And I'm not going to say it's always easy. It really depends on your personality. But what I feel we need to do is, when we're kind of in like the now what stage, is use our, what's the right word? I want you to think about all the different things that maybe you like to do when you were younger. So are there things, did you like to go for walks? Did you run track on the team? Did you like to swim? Maybe you liked to knit or paint. So these are typically things from a long, long time ago that we just forgot. Like, I'm talking, go back to when you were 10 years old. What are some of those things that you like to do? And then, you know, just start trying them. I know it's really hard to get out of the habits of things you're doing today, but if you, maybe you're not up for trying a painting class, which is something I highly recommend, like some type of class that you could take, because you can meet others. If you feel it's too big a step, then go to the craft store or Michael's or Target, pick up just a blank canvas, a notebook, and some paints, and start doodling. And believe it or not, once you try different things, they're not all going to hit home, but you're going to start to find something that maybe resonates, then start doing it a little more. And then all of a sudden, you're ready to maybe join a Facebook group that is about this type of art, or maybe you're ready to take a class in your local community where you can start meeting people. So it's really about being open to new, different creative ideas, but somewhat based in what you used to like to do.
Yeah, I think that's great, because yes, it's usually where we were the most passionate about things that really represented us at the time. So I think that's great. Can you also, like you kind of mentioned, we combined a couple of things together, but to talk about the work that you do, what is the program that you have, that you could talk a little bit more, maybe without giving away everything, but just kind of see if this resonates with anybody and what they could be looking forward to when they're working with you.
Yes. Oh, and I'm fine giving away everything. That's okay. What I'm here. I'm here to help women no matter what. So, I created something called the Florist Journey, and it's 7 steps. What I like to do in kind of shorter venues like this is talk about some really practical, you know, steps or tips that people can take away. But it is a program where I do workshops, I speak from stages, and I'm also creating a course where women can go through this. But essentially, I try to meet women where they are. And so the very first step is called the Daily Joy Practice. And I use something called the Joy Triangle. This is something very practical that really anyone can use. But essentially, I want you to try to take 3 minutes a day. So we talked earlier about, you know, try to get a little time for yourself. This one specifically, I'm asking for 3 minutes a day. And I want you to spend 1 minute focusing on what you're grateful for that day. So spend 1 minute thinking through. Some people like to journal. Some people might do it in an artistic way, or you might just be sitting in your car and be like, what am I grateful for today? And I like to focus on those small things that maybe you don't even notice them. Because when we are in it, we don't notice things like the beautiful red cardinal that flew outside my window today, or the flower that's coming up, when spring is starting to come. Little things like that, that can really make a difference in our life. So when I focus on smaller things or ask people to focus on small things like that, what it does is make you a little bit more aware every day when you're out and about, oh, what could I be grateful for today? And it changes the tenor of your day, because now you're starting to look for something special, something that you could be hopeful for, instead of kind of slogging through your day like many of us do. So that's for 1 minute. Then I want you to sit in stillness for 1 minute. And this is, you know, what you talked about is you had 5 minutes a week. I'm hoping women can find 1 minute a day. And as I have said, it might be in your car while you're, you know, at a stoplight. It might be while you're in the bathroom, while the kids are outside. But I want you to be still for 1 minute. And what that means is you don't have your phone. You don't have your phone on, you're not looking at your phone, you're just sitting in stillness. This is a way for you just to cultivate, who am I? Who am I being today? And then the third, it's a joy triangle. So the third leg of the triangle is intention. And so after you've thought about gratitude and you've had a little stillness, I want you to think about your intention for the day. And this isn't a to-do list. It is what I call a to-be list. So who do you want to spend time with today? Whose life do you want to impact? So I'm thinking about intention less from a, this is what I have to get done today, and more, this is who I want to be today, or this is the impact I want to have on someone's life today. And I'll tell you, by taking those 3 minutes, and if you do each of those things, it will completely change your life, because now your headspace is in a completely different way from, I'm so busy, here's my to-do list. It's, I've been able to have a little bit of peace. I want to make sure that I connect with, maybe it's one of your children that's been having some issues, or you just haven't been able to talk to lately. So your life becomes much more full of intention, peace, and then that starts the path to joy. And that's step one. So
yeah, that is incredible. And it really does make a difference when you kind of shift that focus into how you really want to be in that day, as opposed to just being in survival mode and being sloshed around whatever life is throwing at you that day. I think it's wonderful. And that's step one. So I can imagine how much further we could go with that. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? What do you have coming up? If you have any new projects or anything that's coming up for you that you could share with us?
Yeah, so I am in the process of writing a book, but that's a long lead time. So that's a way out. But I am in the process of launching a workshop that women can sign up for, where they can go through the whole 7-step process that starts with step one, which is starts with the Joy Triangle practice. And there's a lot of fun and great things built in. So you kind of end in a really great place. So I do have that workshop that will be coming up on my website shortly. And my website is Flourishing Over 50. And my social media is the same. So Flourishing Over 50 with the 50 spelled out.
Okay. Oh, that's great. And I'll put that in the description as well, so people can relate to it and can look at it. I mean, and then follow you as well. That'd be great. I do have another question that I asked, and I can't remember if I prepared you for it, but it's a question I ask all of my guests. Okay. I think you can handle it if I didn't, but my question is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
So I'm so excited to say what I want to be when I grow up is what I am right now. And, but I'd like to do it more. I'd like to do it full time. I would love to be the person that is spreading a process, a framework, a journey for primarily women to mm-hmm. rediscover their joy, rediscover their life, and find themselves again. And especially as I started out with women who have dealt with grief, trauma, and a lot of challenges. I have a lot of stories to share of my own path through that, but how we can begin to live again.
That is so important. That's such a great place to be able to help others. Because I think when we're helping others, we're helping ourselves heal as well. Mm-hmm. And those are the critical years where we start experiencing more losses, if I could say. Like, it could start very early, but I think there's so many transitions in life at that moment. And loss and grief can not just be the loss of a person, but many different things in your life. Like, I'm experiencing the loss of my knees are not cooperating as much as they used to, you know? So it doesn't have to be, but it is things that we do have to go through. And it's great to have that support and realizing that we're not alone going through
yes.
this.
So also things like career, a lot of people are facing career issues and you're kind of like, you know, oh, what do I do? Like we talked about parents, taking care of parents or losing parents, our pets. So you're right. There is a lot of different ways loss and grief show up in our lives. And the truth is we do face more and more of that as we age.
Yeah, we really do. And it's like you said, the loss of a job, or even I've experienced quite a bit of that with the people that I work with, is the relationship that they were in kind of falls apart once the kids leave as well. So now what, you know, that constant,
right.
Why has this happened? I'm supposed to have my life together now, but why is this everything feel yes. like it's falling apart? So that's what's great about the services that you have and the program that you have, is it helps build back up, but the way that you wanted to, not the way you were expected to, you know, when you were earlier, which is great.
Yes. Yeah. And that is a really key important part of my process, is we spend a lot of time thinking through and deciding, what do you want to be? What do you want your life? Essentially your dreamscape, what do you want your life to look like? And it's shedding a lot of those expectations and habits and really, you know, dreaming, what do you want your life to look like?
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. I really like, I could talk to you all day about this, but I'm going to try to close it up. But I think you had mentioned you had an offer that you could.
Yes, I do. So I talked about the Joy Triangle, and I had this really great, it's a really simple, just couple pages, but it is a graphic of the Joy Triangle with intention, gratitude, and stillness, and then kind of the steps on how to make it most effective work for you. And I'm happy to send that to anybody that's interested.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a very nice gift to give. And I'll add the link in the description box as well, so people can have a look, so they can follow you on my social media and your website as well. But for that offer to think it gets started with some practices
yes.
that will help them bring that joy. I really appreciate our conversation. Like I said, I could talk to you all day, but before we wrap up, is there anything that you would like to add, or anything you'd like to kind of leave us with, some kind of wisdom?
You know what, my wisdom is, I just want women to know, and this actually, it holds true for men too. It just, my audience happens to be particularly more women. I want you to know that you can create a new story for your life. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't. And I know you're going to feel sometimes that you can't, but I'm here to tell you that you can create a new story for your life.
That's wonderful. Such an important message to have. Yes, we can do it. We can have it all. I love that. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I really enjoyed our talk you bring. Even now, I'm feeling more energized. We mentioned off camera that I'm just like meeting after meeting after meeting. I'm feeling depleted, but just that conversation with you, I'm already feeling a little recharged. So thank you so much. Imagine just in that little time we had together, I'm already feeling at low. I can only imagine what it's like to work with the 7-step process. Love it. Thank you. Thank you again for coming on and sharing. Anytime you have something on, you're more than welcome to join me.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And for everybody watching, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to go check out Jennifer's work as well in the links so you can start your reclaiming your joy as well. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.